Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boudreaux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Brissy moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Doby moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Doby moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dobie scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brissy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brissy moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Dobie moves to second. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreau. Coleman moves to third. Don White pinch hits for Elmer Vallow. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing right field. Don White now playing third base. Bubba Harris now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Larry Doby now playing right field. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scheib moves to second. Rudy York pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Scheib moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheib scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Joost scores. McCuskey moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Fain moves to third. Coleman moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Bob Savage now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher bunts towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.